Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is an auspicious daf. We've reached a special milestone. We are up to daf Chav Zayin in Maseches Chagiga, the 803rd daf in Shas, the last daf in Seder Moed. It's been a very special run with you. I feel like a little bit of a Johnny come lately in the sense that Baruch Hashem, we started from Brachos together, but during the busyness of Aseret Simei Tshuva, I was not able to record to be able to learn with you. But now, Baruch Hashem, it's the day after Yom HaKippurim, which is also what an amazing time to finish Seder Moed. And of course, we're gearing up for Seder Nashim, which does separate the men from the boys, from what I understand in the Daf Yomi cycle. But I do think that if any person has found the ability that they didn't know that they had in terms of the consistency of learning the Daf, if you grind through it and you hang in there, and don't expect that you're going to know it the first time you learn it, but look forward to becoming familiar and ultimately use this as a tremendous opportunity to be introduced to all of the concepts of Torah Shebaal Peh, then this is something that's very, very special. We're going to pick up 12, 15 lines from the bottom of Chav Vav Amid Beis, where our Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Vav Amid Aleph was talking about the way in which the Beis HaMikdash was purified after the Regalim. We're actually heading towards the Regalim. And of course, all Klal Yisrael is all the Regel. And we are concerned, says the Mishnah, of a Kohen Am Ha'aretz making some of the Kelim Tame. The Mishnah also pointed out on the bottom, the last few words, going to the top words on our Amud. Take a look at our Amud on the top, Shelo Tigu B'Shulchan, that we were concerned that the Shulchan would come in contact with the Kohen Am Ha'aretz, and they warned people not to touch the Shulchan. The Gemara tells us that it's based on a Pasuk, Al HaShulchan HaTohar, that appears in Vayikra Chav Dalet. We will pick up where the Gemara asks the following Kasha V'Tepukli, and the first word on the line is Hilak Choy. Says the Gemara, V'Tepukli Mishum Tzipui. Why do we need a Pasuk to tell us that the Shulchan can become Tameh? Why don't we just analyze with how it is covered? That since the Shulchan Hazav inside, of course, the Shulchan was covered with gold, and since gold is Mekabel Tumah, even if it's not movable, and the utensil's ability to contract Tumah is decided by its cover, why don't we say that it becomes Tameh for that reason? That's not because we learned in a Mishnah, HaShulchan Valdolfaki, Shenifchitu o shechipon bishayish. If you have a table or a chair that folds, and the main part, the base, in other words, the table part that's rested on the legs, or the chair that rests on the legs, that it breaks, o shechipon bishayish, or you cover it with marble, v'shir b'hem mikom hanachas kosas. But there's enough part of the table that you could still put down cups. This is a Mishnah in the beginning of the 22nd Perek in Kalim. Tame, then the object could still contract Tuma because it is still functional. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mokom Hanachos HaChatichos. You need a larger area, not an area to put down cups, but to put down the pieces of bread. Now, what do we see from this Mishnah? This Mishnah tells us that you look at the functionality of how it's covered, because if it's entirely covered with marble and it no longer is the original wood, so marble is a kli evin that's not mekabel tumah. So since the marble is not mekabel tumah, so the Mishnah needs to tell us that if there's enough wood that people will put down cups, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, put down bread, then in such a case it's going to contract tumah. Otherwise it would not. So what do we see? We see that you look at the tzipui, you look at the covering, and over here the shulchan is covered by gold. V'chitema, says the Gemara, shani atze shitim dechashivi. Maybe you'll say that the cedar wood itself is significant. The shulchan is first made of wood and then covered with gold. V'lo b'teili, and then it's not nullified by the gold. And since it's not meant to be transported, it's asuyin lenachas, then it's not like a sack that the Gemara tells us about 15 lines from the top, dumya de sack bo inon, And if it's something that's not transportable, then it will not contract tumah. So if you look at the gold, so then we would say that gold is normally transportable. And even the part of gold that covers something is transportable. It will contract tumah. But the table, which is meant to stay in one place, if the gold is batel to the wood, so then in such a case, maybe there we would say the shulchan does not contract tumah. And that's why we need the gzeres hakosav al ha-shulchan hatar. Hanicha l'Reish Lakish. If you're going to make that argument, it makes sense according to Reish Lakish. Damar lo yishanu ela b'chli akas logim. Habon mimdinas hayam. Those utensils that are not very choshev that come from chutz la'aretz. Then we follow the covering of the gold. But here we're talking about something that is a very choshev kli, the cedar wood. So then in such a case, like we had argued, the gold would be batel to the wood. And Reish Lakish's sheet is avo bikli masmim lo batli. But when it comes to a kli that does not qualify as a kli shear, so then in such a case the tzipui is batel. And we focus on the cedar wood that's inside, and we don't focus on the gold. Then it works out. Shapir. Ela Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Da amar filu kli masmim nami batli. That we don't look at the source of the utensil itself, the primary part of the utensil, but we focus on the cover. And if the cover itself is roi lekabel tuma, then the object will be mekabel tuma. Ma'ika lemeimar. So what are you going? Answers the Gemara. V'chi tema. And if you're going to explain, kan bitzipui oimed, kan bitzipui shein oimed, that when it comes to the shulchan, it qualifies as a tzipui that is not omed. It wasn't attached directly to the shulchan. It was built around it. And therefore, the shulchan is not bottled to the gold. Habay minei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. Bitzipui omed o bitzipui she'ena omed. When the Mishnah tells us these halachos, the Mishnah that we mentioned in Kalim, are we talking about a cover that is attached or is not attached? Another question that he had asked, b'chofa levaz bizov or b'she'ena chofa es levaz bizov? Are we talking about a cover that covers the edges of the shulchan as well, or a cover that doesn't reach the edges? V'omar lei. And Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, "Lo shna b'tzipu ayin v'lo shna b'tzipu she'ein omed." It doesn't make a difference whether it's attached or not. That if it is a choshuv cover and the utensil is not choshuv, then we follow the cover. "Lo shna b'chofes levaz bezav v'lo shna b'she'ein chofes levaz bezav." And it doesn't matter whether it is going all the way to the edge or not. Doesn't matter where it's attached. Doesn't matter. It's to the edge. So we're stuck with the question. Our question is, why don't we simply learn that we follow the cover of the shulchan that is gold, and therefore, by definition, mekabel tuma, like the opinion, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? Ella says the Gemara three words before the end of the Yomud: Shani shulchan drachmana karya eitz. Since the Torah calls a shulchan eitz, dichsiv, as the pasuk in Yecheskel says, hamizbeach eitz shloish amos gevoah v'archu shtayim amis. Umikza oisav loi, va'arka viki roisav eit, va'idaber Eliza shulchan asher lefnei Hashem. So this is a pasuk in Yecheskel that clearly refers to the Mizbeach as wood. So what do we see? It not only refers to the Mizbeach as wood, but it's also talking about a shulchan. Pasach b'mizbeach, v'siyem b'shulchan. It starts talking about a Mizbeach and concludes talking about a shulchan. In a moment, we're going to explain why the pasuk is formulated that way. We'll have an explanation for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about that as well. But for our purposes, we don't even need to go on. We see that the reference to a shulchan is that of an eitz as well. So since it is defined by Yechezkel as being one of wood, so then we would have thought that the tzipui is not significant, because Yechezkel was koveya. He instilled the status of the shulchan as one of eitz, and we don't focus on its tzipui, on its cover, but rather we focus on the eitz itself. So for that reason, I would have thought that since we focus on the eitz, and the eitz is not meant to be moved, so then it would not be mekabel tuma. Hence, we need the pasuk al shulchan ator to tell us that it is mekabel tuma. Now, the Gemara goes on to Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish Darmi Tarvayu, says the Gemara five lines in the top of Zayin Amid Aleph. Bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim mizbeach mechaper al adam. At the time that Beis Hamigdash was standing, so then the mizbeach atoned for a person. Hence, the pasuk starts out with mizbeach. However, the pasuk concludes in Yechezkel that we just read, concludes with Shulchan, to tell us that the halachos are similar, and to tell us a musar. Achshav Shulchano Shalda Mechaper Alav. So now the Shulchan takes the place of the mizbeach. So that's a reason why in Yechezkel the subject is both the mizbeach and the Shulchan together. And this, Rashi explains, is that the Shulchan today is mechaper, not stam to eat. Through Hachnosas Orchim, that is mechaper on our Averos. It's a very important lesson that our Masechta and our Seder is concluding with. The Mishnah also told us, continues the Gemara, Kol Kem Shem Migdash Yesh Lahem Shniim, that the Mishnah told us that there were duplicates, Shem Nitmu Arishayim Yaviyu Shniim Tachteyen, that they had backups in case that they became Tameh. The exception, though, the Mishnah says, is the Mizbeach HaZom and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, because they have the status of Karka and cannot contract Tumah. Mizbeach HaNechoshes, says the Gemara, Dichsiv Mizbeach HaDama Tassali. Mizbeach HaZom, Dichsiv HaMenorah VaMizbechos. Iskish Mizbechos Zelazeh. The menorah is put together with Mizbechos. Mizbechos means plural Mizbeach. So once you have the Mizbeach HaNechoshes having one status, then the Mizbeach HaZov assumes the status as well. This was the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim omrim p'nei shem mitzupin, but the Chachamim say they don't contract Tumah because they are covered. So the Gemara immediately explains, at first glance, the Chacham Shita is hard to make sense of, because if they are covered, then that is a reason. Adarabba, says the Gemara, second to last narrow line. Kiyum the mitzupin ninu mitamu. They should contract tuma. According to the opinions we saw, based on the Mishnah in Kalim and Perichav Beis that we saw, 15 lines from the bottom of Chavav Amma Beis, that the covers of utensils can, obviously we had there a machlokis, exactly when and where between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but at times can contract tuma. Ema, says the Gemara, you should read the Mishnah very differently. That the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say it does contract tuma because they are covered. Or if you want, we can learn Rabbanan le Rabbi Eliezer Kamri. My daitach, what's the reason that you say that the halacha is that you need to go to a pasuk of Mizbeach Adama and the equation of Mizbechos to tell us that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes and Mizbeach HaZov don't contract Tuma? Would you have thought that it does not contract Tuma? Must be because they're Mitzupin, and hence you need the Gzeres HaKosov. So we have another argument. Miftel Batul Tzipuyin Gabayu, that the Tzipuy is going to be Batel to the Adama in the case of Mizbeach Nechoshes, although it's not clear that the Gemara here is talking about Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Maybe the Gemara is only talking about Mizbeach HaZov, but certainly in the case of Mizbeach HaZov, that should be batel to it. Now the Gemara concludes with a beautiful agadit. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Tam Chacham Ein Or Shel Gehenim Shel Netespa. The fire of Gehenim doesn't affect a Tam Chacham. How do we learn that? Kavachomer, because we base it on a Kavachomer, Salamandra, when it comes to a salamander. Uma Salamandra should told us, Eishi, that a salamander, which is a product of fire. We don't know from a scientific perspective exactly what Chazal are referring to, but whatever Chazal mean, let's understand it. I'm sure there ain't no doubt that it's Emes Lamito, but however Chazal understand it, the salamander is constructed from fire. Hasach mi dama ein ar sheletes bo, and therefore, since it comes from fire, the salamander is not affected by fire, and someone who takes from its blood and anoints someone from it, then they'll be perfected. protected from fire. Talmud Chacham shekol gufa nesh. Talmud Chacham that their entire essence is fire. Dechsiv, because the Torah is referred to as fire. Halo kol dvari ke'esh num Hashem al achas kama v'kama. Certainly, he will not be affected. Now the Gemara continues and connects us to the Mizbeach Hazav with the same idea. What a beautiful agadita, what a way to finish off Meseches Chagiga and Seder Moed. Amar Yish Lakish, Ein Ar Shel Gehenim Sholetes B'Poshe Yisrael. The fire of Gehenim does not affect the sinners in Klal Yisrael. Kal v'chomer Mizbeach Hazav. And it's a Kal v'chomer from the Mizbeach. Ma Mizbeach Hazav She'ein Olav Ka'ove Dinar Zav. It doesn't have a thick layer of gold on it at all. It's a very, very thin ovi dinar, a very, very thin amount. Yet, nevertheless, kamashonim eina or sholetes bo, but the fire does not adversely affect it. Posha Yisrael, the sinners of Klal Yisrael, shemelein mitzvos kirimon, that they're full of mitzvos like a pomegranate. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, befelach harimon reikasich, al tikri reikasech ela reikonin shebach, that the empty ones of Klal Yisrael are full of mitzvos kerimon. Alachas kama v'kama. What a beautiful way to finish Meseches Chagiga. So certainly Klal Yisrael, even Poshe Yisrael, the gold that is on top of them. And that gold is the beauty of every Jewish neshama, the beauty of Klal Yisrael, the beauty of the Torah Shebal Peh that is infused in every single one of us. Hadron Allah Chaymer the Kodesh, the Salik Olam Meseches Chagiga. Be'ezer Hashem, we should continue to go Michael El Chayil and to celebrate many, many Siyumim together and continue to grow together as B'nai Torah, as part of the special Knesset Yisrael. Continue to have many simchos together, and Be'ezer Hashem rejoice together here in Artzeinu HaKadosha with simchas Siyum HaTorah.